Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Well, why does a moderately liberal progressive journalist write a book that makes a hero of Republican U.S. Senator Tom Tillis? Well, let me explain. Winston-Salem Journal editorial page editor John Raley's new book, Rage to Redemption in the Sterilization Age, tells the story of efforts to persuade the state of North Carolina to compensate persons who'd been sterilized under the authority of the state's eugenics board. One of those victims, Niall Cox Ramirez, became the book's central character. And in 1965, at age 18, shortly after she gave birth to a daughter, a doctor in her hometown of Plymouth in eastern North Carolina tied her tubes, assuring that she would never have another child. The Eugenics Board and the Washington County Public Welfare Office authorized the surgery based on the finding that she was, among other things, feeble-minded. Establishment of the Eugenics Board in North Carolina, parallel action by many states in the U.S., prompted by a powerful movement in the early 20th century known as the Eugenics Movement. That movement was based on the idea that genetic features of a population could be improved by selective breeding and sterilization of people deemed to be genetically inferior. These ideas provided support and inspiration for the racial purification programs and genocide in Nazi Germany. And so after World War II, support for the eugenics movement evaporated in the United States. And in 1974, North Carolina finally abandoned the Eugenics Board, which was then called Commission, and the eugenics programs. But the damage done to Niall Cox Ramirez lived on. Although she made a successful professional life as a healthcare worker and raised her daughter, Deborah, who then became an accomplished information technology specialist, well, Ramirez suffered greatly from the loss of her ability to have more children. The damage included the breakup of her marriage to a man who desperately wanted to have children. In the 1970s, Ramirez unsuccessfully sued the state of North Carolina. And after that, she retreated into her private world. But when Governor Michael Easley apologized for the state's role in the sterilizations and appointed a commission to study the matter of compensation, she was ready to join the efforts of legislator Larry Womble and the Winston-Salem Journal to push for fair compensation. Easley and Governor Beverly Perdue gave tacit support to their efforts, but they were unable to persuade the Democratic-controlled General Assembly to act. However, when Tom Tillis became Speaker of a Republican-controlled House of Representatives, he promised Raley, if I don't get compensation ratified this session, I'll consider it a personal failure. Well, Tillis kept his promise, and the legislature finally provided Ramirez and the other victims a small measure of long-deferred compensation. Well, Raley, you know, he warmly expresses his appreciation to Tom Tillis, even though he confesses that his political idol had always been progressive Democratic Governor Terry Sanford. Throughout the book, Raley wrestles poignantly with the disappointing possibility that Sanford as governor knew about the work of the Eugenics Board and did not act to end its activities. This is D.G. Martin.